three good days, of on-the-field work, and they really respond, and we talked heavy again, as I mentioned before, about the importance of finishing. But, probably before all that, our fans. I mean, I look out here now, and all the fans are here, and the ones that were here during the rain, a great appreciation. Our players appreciate that as well. And then, something I was thinking about, too, when I was coming out here was all the rain we shot out here the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what? It's probably, you think about how many owners would sit out here in the rain for a couple days. I don't even think he had an umbrella,
no.
You know? And, that all that stuff, that's great stuff. So, it's great session, though. And one thing I want to bring up, I was really watching, paying attention to the linebackers today. I thought Reynolds showed up. I think he's got a chance. He's, his spirit and what's he bring. There's Lily Zimmer, as a free agent came in. And also, seeing him, some of the technique stuff that we asked him to do. Bomar, was good. So the linebackers, I think, were pretty pleased with how they progress.
Coach, you mentioned prior, a couple of days ago, the fullback. How much does his versatility make him a viable
option? Good. It's good. I'll tell you why. The thing that we like about him is in the zone scheme, you'd like to have a bigger back. And, he gives us that dimension. He could be, a fullback, obviously. But he also, we had some clips of him being a one back at Florida State and had some carries. And so it gives us just that dimension of having a bigger back there. It's a possibility.
Eskridge.
Yeah.
He got a lot of time with John Robinson. How's he looking?
Yeah, he did a nice job. I know we went through the personnel through yesterday as a coaching staff, and he was a guy that showed up some, caught our attention.
Three guys who were eligible to be out here, Brown and Davis.
Yeah.
How much do you think they took advantage of these 3 days?
A great day. I mean, Mike Brown, I talked to him earlier today. He's just look what he did. He went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. He had a meeting Friday, Saturday. I mean, I told him, I said, tomorrow you got off, man. But even though I told him that, he said, okay, how about this? I come in for meetings, and I'm there for meetings, and then I just, the wear and tear, I said, let's give your body a break for, a day and then get back to work. So, all those guys, they did a nice job. Ryan Davis, Chris Banjo, great job. And, they looked at it as another opportunity, just exactly what we'd hoped they'd say.
There's no meetings tomorrow,
is there?
What's that? Oh, Monday meetings. Oh, that's
Monday meetings. Yeah.
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 Challenge being down to one quarterback today. Did you have to try to change?
Yeah, we changed a little bit up. Who was it that was out there throwing?
Jared.
Yeah, I said, we got to get somebody out there just to, the team reps and the 7-on-7, that's fine, but all the individual things like that, we gave him a break a little bit, but we adjusted. The guy's handling it good, so. Please. Usually, if you have three quarterbacks, you're in pretty good shape for a day. But just some freak things happen, and we'll move on.
Great.
Another one.
Yes,
yes. I know when he walked in our building, he caught us, and then on the field, Todd Wash brought his name up a couple times. We closely watched him as well, and he did some good things. I think he's got some of the tools or traits that we're at least looking for. We got to kind of figure out if he was a guy. We'll make those decisions tomorrow, Dave and I. But what role he could play.
You mentioned Bomar. What was his injury?
What was it? Yeah, I guess there was nothing serious. Yeah. Yeah, I was really pleased with him. I challenged Jed. I talked to Jed today about throwing more passes deep because of the style that we play on our perimeter with our corners and more press. So you saw some deeper balls thrown at him. And we just got to build a conscience with those guys, with Gratz and Jeremy and McCray, just really what our mindset is like. And, not to give up those passes, but you got to start from somewhere. So it was good to get those guys challenged with those types of passes.